Wild Youth will be hoping to book a place for Ireland in the Eurovision Grand Final when it takes place this weekend, performing this evening in the first of the semi-finals in Liverpool. The UK, is, of course, as you know, is hosting Eurovision, as last year's winner Ukraine still faces the ongoing war with Russia. The organisers have promised to showcase Ukrainian culture, and thousands of tickets have been given to those displaced by the war. We're joined here in studio by the British Ambassador to Ireland, Paul Johnson, and by Ukraine's Ambassador to Ireland, Larissa Garasco. You're both very welcome to the programme, and thank you for taking time on a busy day to come in and talk to us. Ambassador Garasco, perhaps I might come to you first of all. The fact that the UK stepped in as the runners-up last year to host the Eurovision on behalf of Ukraine, what does that mean for Ukrainians?
Unfortunately, this year we cannot host Eurovision in Ukraine because of war against Ukraine, and Russia continues attacking Ukraine every single day, every single night. And of course, we are very grateful to British side, to the UK, for hosting Eurovision on behalf of Ukraine. It's very important. It's our friendly country and very strong partner of Ukraine. So I hope, I wish the best luck to all participants in Eurovision, and I hope the strongest participants will win.
Ambassador Johnson, there was quite a bit of competition among UK cities to host this, wasn't there?
There was, Brian, and I think Liverpool's a perfect choice in a number of ways. It's obviously a city with a strong musical tradition. It's a city that in itself was bombarded during the last war, so it's a city that has very strong echoes of what it means to suffer sort of barbaric assault. So I think it will be extending a very warm and friendly welcome to Ukraine and hosting this competition really in tragic circumstances, but showing that we weren't going to be defeated, we were going to do it jointly with Ukraine. And also it's a city with a great Irish heritage, so I think you've got a fantastic song, I must say, in We Are One, and Heart of Steel I think is a fantastic Ukrainian entry, so I'd be very happy to see either of those win, as well of course as the British entry too.
What do you think people can expect to see in terms of the Ukrainian theme being reflected tonight, tomorrow night and at the weekend?
I think there'll be a lot of that. I think we're doing a big Eurofest in which we're marking the very strong Ukrainian cultural tradition, and I think we really want to show solidarity with Ukraine. It's a difficult trick to pull off in a sense, because the Eurovision event is in its nature essentially, you might almost say, sort of trivial, light-hearted, and we want to have it as a sort of joyous occasion, but we also want to remind people at all times that the reason we're doing this is because there's a barbaric war happening in Europe. So it's a difficult juxtaposition, but I think we'll manage to hit the right notes.
Yeah, and it is the Eurovision, Ambassador, and underlines Ukraine's place at the heart of Europe and your ongoing ambitions, obviously, to join the European Union in due course.
Yes, of course. First of all, Eurovision is a unique cultural occasion to unite people together worldwide, and to show support and solidarity in this darkest time in the history of our country and Europe since the World War II. So we are really grateful for support and solidarity of all nations.
And what difference does that make in terms of, you know, assisting ordinary Ukrainians trying to go about their lives in a country under attack, in strengthening their resolve to continue resisting? Because today, as you'll have seen, President Putin, Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Victory Day has been talking about Russia winning the war, about a war being waged on Russia. How is the resolve of Ukrainians at this point?
First of all, we are struggling not only for our country, for freedom of our country and for territorial integrity of our country. We are struggling and fighting for democracy and democratic values in the whole world. And together with our partner and with our coalitions, I am sure that we will prevail together. It is impossible that evil could win this this war. So Ukrainians are still resisting, and are still fighting, and we are sure that we will win this war.
And Ambassador Johnson, Britain, of course, has left the European Union, but tonight it's very much part of the European family.
Indeed, and Larissa and I jointly hosted an event at the residence last week to mark the Eurovision Song Contest, and the Taoiseach came and made a very powerful and personal speech, and he said that Britain's leadership on Ukraine demonstrated that while we'd left the European Union, we hadn't left Europe, and we remained strongly committed to European security and solidarity. And I think the Eurovision Song Contest, it shows that, you know, Russia can try and defeat a European country, but it's going to fail, and it's going to fail because we're all going to stand together, and we'll stand together tonight and tomorrow night and on Saturday night, but we stand together in defence of Ukraine and European values as well.
Do you want to tip a winner before I let you go?
Well, this is a very difficult diplomatic exercise. I must say, I think the Irish and the Ukrainian are the two best ones I've heard so far. I probably get in trouble with my own authorities for saying that, but those would be my...
Well, that is
if
a
I was doing an each way bit, I'd put a few euros on Heart of Steel and on We Are One.
And Ambassador Garasco, do you have a favourite?
So let's win... The best
song. May the best song will. Hear, hear. We all say hear to that. Ambassador Paul Johnson and Ambassador Larissa Garasco, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thanks, Paul.